Echo Civil Tourist to all units.
And at this time on a Tuesday morning, always my pleasure to welcome First Constable Jake Gale from Mildura Police. Jake, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I'll just bring your microphone up a little bit. There you go. That's a little bit better. Let's hit the ground running. And I've been talking about the fact that you did an arrest or two over the weekend. And that's true, isn't it, by the look of it?
Yeah. So firstly, we've got a 46-year-old female from the Mildura area was arrested on Friday night after the local police who were speaking to her found she had an outstanding warrant. Police were conducting a random check when they discovered the female had allegedly failed to appear for a recent court date. The female was bailed to attend court on a later date.
Unbelievable. Also, early Saturday morning, vehicle intercepted in Mildura?
Yeah, so the vehicle was intercepted in the Merbein area.
Oh, Merbein.
Yeah, so it was subsequently searched. A drug of dependence was located in the vehicle. A 29-year-old male driver was arrested for allegedly possessing a drug of dependence and will face court in the future.
Yeah, it continues on Saturday night, stealing another person's credit card, is that correct?
Unfortunately, it's a bit too common. But yeah, a 36-year-old male was arrested for allegedly stealing and using another person's bank card back in November 2021 in the Mildura area. So the male was interviewed and charged with multiple counts of obtained property by deception and bailed to appear at court at a later date.
And something else that happens all too often is drunk. Arrested on the weekend, but just the one reported on the weekend, not necessarily the only one.
That's it. There's always at least one. So he was arrested for allegedly drunk. So he was staggering down Ontario Avenue with only a shirt on. So he was arrested and received a penalty notice for drunk in a public place worth $727. So yeah, very expensive. Yeah.
I've got these pictures in my head that I don't want.
Yeah, well, I wasn't there either, but I've got pictures in my head as well.
Look, drink driving and speeding continues to be an issue here in Sunraysia, doesn't it?
Yeah, so this was Saturday afternoon. A 28-year-old Redcliffe man was allegedly observed by local highway patrol driving 112 in a 100 zone near Redcliffe's. So police conducted a routine check on the gentleman where it was found he was the holder of a Victorian driver's learner permit, but was allegedly failing to drive accompanied.
Oh, no.
To make the situation a little bit worse, he was not displaying his L plates. He received a whopping $1,635 worth of fines.
Oh, that's huge. Yeah. Expensive is exactly right. Early Sunday morning, you intercepted a vehicle too. Well, police did.
Yeah, another expensive one. So 16th Street, after allegedly speeding and going around the roundabout the wrong way, an evidentiary breath test was conducted where an 18-year-old male driver allegedly returned a positive result of 0.133. The male's driver's license was suspended for 13 months and received several penalty notices adding up to over $1,700.
And that's nearly three times the limit.
Yeah.
Didn't know he'd had to drink or two.
Yeah, that's it.
And on top of that, drawing attention to himself, speeding and going the wrong way around the roundabout.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, look, hey, community message. We always finish off with a community message, and it was Queen's birthday weekend, of course.
Yeah. So police would want to remind the community to keep themselves and their property safe.
Oh, this weekend, isn't it?
This weekend. Their property safe and secure, particularly if going away. Nothing like letting people know that they can enter with open windows and unlocked doors, including our sheds and garages. Be safe around campsites if you go on bush and keep your vehicles locked with all your valuables out of sight.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Also, please be respectful of the environment. Littering is a criminal offence in Victoria, and you can receive fines if you're not cleaning up after yourself. And lastly, if you're going out to any licensed venues, remembering that our banning notice process is back up and running, and any unacceptable behaviour may result in your welcome being rescinded for up to 12 months. It depends on the circumstances.
That's a huge thing.
Yeah, our community won't tolerate drunken public disorder or assaults occurring in our public places.
That's fair enough. So now, look, we talk about Crime Stoppers every week, and Crime Stoppers continues to be an important part of policing, likely, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So we're always seeking information from the community, so encourage everyone to call Crime Stoppers if they think they see anything suspicious or is linked to crime. The number is 1-800-333-000, and you can make those reports anonymously.
And of course, the website as well is, I'll put you on the spot here.
You got it, I reckon.
CrimeStoppersVic.com.au. That's CrimeStoppersVic.com.au, or as he said, 1-800-333-000. Jake, we won't catch up next week, I believe, but you'll have Damien in the studio to have a bit of a chat to next week. Sweet. But have yourself a fantastic week. Don't work too hard over the long weekend either, because that's going to be, as always, a busy one for local police, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, then. Thank you very much for that. That's First Constable Jake Gale from Mildura Police here.